Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello, and a big welcome to you wherever you are in the world. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. This is a new episode, of course, of From Stress to Authentic Success. Actually, the first one in the new year 2026. And I'm absolutely delighted that you are here with me today. In this beginning of the new year, which is often a time for a kind of quality reflection, there's more space, there's more, you know, life itself is actually inviting us to maybe even pause before we go into that speed moving forward again. So wherever you are listening from right now, I just want to invite you to sit down with me, to maybe listen from your kitchen or from your car, but also to simply be present with yourself for a moment, because this is going to be an absolute amazing episode. Stepping into 2026, I want to begin by sharing something very personal with you. And it's not about a goal. It's not about a plan. It's only about an intention. For me, every single year, I choose a theme, a word that is my intention for the year. And I call it, of course, intentional living, because it's all about energy. And this year, my word is about my frequency, because the frequency that I live from when I wake up in the morning, that I bring into my conversations, into my work, into my choices, even into my relationships, that frequency shapes how life, how people respond to me, and how I experience myself in this whole beautiful, magical thing called life. Frequency is not something we force. It is something we cultivate. We just own by the way we listen, the way we care, the way we honor our inner world, I would say. And so, when your frequency is aligned, your life feels more in flow. Your energy flows more naturally. Wouldn't you agree that your choices, when you are aligned in frequency, your choices feel clearer and more grounded even? And maybe you notice, as I do, that at the start of the year, a word often presents itself. I've had it always, I have that in December already, that often there's a word that starts to present itself quietly, no effort, just something that pops up that wants to guide you. So I want to invite you just for a moment to feel into this question together with me. I've chosen my frequency, but go into this without really searching for an answer. But if 2026 had a word for you, a word that reflects how you want to live, where you want to focus on, how you want to feel and move through every single day of the year, what would that word be? And you don't have to name it right now. I promise you, it sometimes is something that can arrive at a certain moment during a shower, during a walk, during a conversation. So what matters is that you allow the space for that word to reveal itself. And from that word, even your frequency will naturally unfold. And that is why today's conversation feels so aligned with me in this moment and in this theme, because I am absolutely honored to welcome Dr. Aditi Bala. Now, I never heard of this about this amazing woman, but as I introduce here, I want to do so in a way that truly reflects who she is and how she lives her work. It brings together two worlds that belong together, if you ask me, more often than we realize. It is all about the clinical healthcare and the holistic well-being. Now, she was trained as a specialist dentist, studied and worked internationally, spent many years with, you know, all these healthcare systems, while also teaching and mentoring students. And over time, she supported tens of thousands of patients and hundreds of students along the way with a strong sense of care and dedication. And also, her life invited her into motherhood, an experience. So she's an amazing mother. She experiences that deepened understanding of presence, responsibility, and how stress accumulates when we care deeply and give generously. Do you recognize yourself when I say that? How stress accumulates when we care deeply and give generously. So through her own lived experience, she's gonna, I'm sure, share a lot of practical tips and things, because the essential thing is that stress is not something abstract, and well-being is not something that we need to separate from daily life. It's all expressed through the body, through energy, through emotions, through how we relate to ourselves and others. And this insight guided her to expand her work so deeply. So she works today as an integrative psychotherapist, and I believe a well-being teacher, speaker, and she is guiding professionals, caregivers, and all healthcare workers who want to live and work with more ease, clarity, and sustainability. So as a mother herself, like I say, she understands completely the identity. And I'm sure we're going to talk to her as a mother, as a professional, all these things. And I am sure that she's going to give us amazing tips, practical steps. And so it is what I, when I think about it, what I appreciate so much about her is the sort of tone she brings in everything she does. It's all about compassion, kindness, and you can feel that. There's a depth, a wisdom, and that is going to make this conversation such a beautiful way to begin the year. And I am so glad I give her a full interview on this radio platform, UK Health Radio, because this moment isn't asking us to do more or to become different. I am inviting you to listen more closely to yourself, to cultivate a way of living that feels nourishing, supportive, and aligned from the inside out, because that is what I call true wealth. And as you listen today, you may, you know, feel something, a sense of, I don't know, confidence, reassurance. Allow everything to happen naturally. And this conversation, for me, is an invitation to you to tune into your own inner world, your rhythm, your daily routines, your inner wisdom, your own frequency as we move into the new year. I'm very happy that you are here with me. I am so delighted to share this space with Dr. Aditi Bala. I'll talk to you just now after this little break.
station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to every single one of you. And as I said in the intro, as always, here I am talking to this beautiful lady, Dr. Aditi Bala. Welcome.
Thank you, Danielle. So nice to be here.
And I am really pleased to speak to you because I know that you are a very practical person and you will give us some amazing tips, I think, to shift out of our chronic stress. And let's start like I most of the time do, Dr. Aditi, with a very personal question. Just give me a little bit the story behind who Dr. Aditi is and certainly around what stress has done in your life.
Yeah, I think if I had to describe myself outside of all of the titles, I think what I am is a very, very humble, a person who likes to live in the now and the here. From all of my life experiences, this is how I say that to be here is a present, and this is what I aim to do every day. And yeah, this is how I would describe myself. But in my work, my background is that I'm a specialist dentist, and I have extensive training in mental health areas, counselor, psychotherapist, but also in other holistic areas, which is yoga, qigong, hypnotherapy, and many more. Stress, I think, started showing up in my body pretty at a pretty young age. And at the time, I didn't even know it because that was my normal. I grew up in a small city next to Delhi in India. And that city was known for murders and rapes and robberies. And it was pretty
normal. Yeah, alertness. Yes.
A lot of danger, alertness. So there was stress because obviously our parents are trying to keep us safe. And also at that time, there is this water shortages, there's electricity shortages, there's a lot of other unhostile, even though we come from pretty good families. The environment is such that on that high alert, you are stressed out. I didn't even know that.
And it's about basic comfort almost.
Basic, yeah. So even though we could have the basics, more than the basics, I would say, my parents are very hardworking people. They provided for us to their best possible way. But that's just the way it was. It was far normal. So stress was there and you don't even express that stress. I didn't even hear the word stress because that was our normal. And then also growing up, I was bullied quite a lot in school.
Wow. For
So
what reason?
because of my weight, because I was a much bigger person then. And because of my weight, I was bullied quite a lot. So I was ticking all of these boxes. I was very good at my education. I was doing really well in school. I was creative. I was dancing. I was painting. I was doing all of that. But yeah, people were not very kind to me. So there was that element again. Didn't know that was stress. So the only advice you would get is keep going through, which is what I did. I ended up becoming a dentist, which is an extremely difficult course. It took me 8 years of education and I still kept going. And I never realized that I was eating emotionally. I was stressed because that was no, again, it was all normal
It's the
until,
norm. It's the
yeah.
norm. In many
It's not.
people's lives, we have to admit, many people are
Yeah.
going to recognize this, eh? That
Yeah.
it is the norm. We think it's normal. Until what? What happened?
Until I just broke down one day and I just started crying and I didn't know why I was crying. There was no reason for me to cry because my life was perfect. And this was much later. I was married. I was in my late 20s and everything was fine. I had ticked all of these boxes: house, husband, good career, money,
The
car.
outside success, I call it.
Excellent. I was acing it, I would say. And then I just could not stop crying. I broke down and I could not understand why. And given that I have a very scientific mind, I went to my GP and I was like, give me a diagnosis. What's going on? And the advice I got was, you need to work less. You need to step back a little bit. And I was like, why is she telling me to step back? You know, this is against all the advice I've ever received in my life. I have to keep going. I have to. But stress was showing up in so many ways, and I didn't even know it was stress. I had constant migraines. I had constant gut issues. I had sleep issues.
It was not just emotional. It was not just the tears. It was also the body telling you.
Yes. And I didn't see it holistically as I do right now. For me, it was a symptom. Migraine was a symptom. Me having acid reflux is a symptom. Stress was never mentioned even then that, oh, you could be stressed. It's a symptom. Or I'm having difficulty losing weight. So that's a symptom. You know, it was never said, never told. That's stress showing up. And essentially, I woke up one morning and my thumbs were completely numb. I couldn't feel them. And I really panicked because obviously my job, my entire livelihood, everything dependent on
On your
these,
hand.
yeah, on my thumbs, on my grip. If I lose that, what's 8 years of my education going to go to? I had student loans I had to repay. I had to support my family. How am I going to do all of this? And then I got this diagnosis that I have decurrent tenosynovitis, which is a
Say that
condition.
again.
Decurrent tenosynovitis. I know it's a mouthful.
Tell everybody what that's about.
Yeah, it's about inflammation in your tendons, which then impinge on the nerve, and that is what causes the numbness. And it's because of repetitive moments. But it does show up a lot. Yes, repetitive moments, but it does flare up because of stress as well.
Talking about a wake-up call, eh?
Yeah,
Dr. Vicky,
exactly.
wow.
Yeah, it was a whammy from everywhere. It was like the body telling me, my energetic system telling me, everything was telling me, just wake up, what are you doing? And I still didn't understand. I was like, I was really lost. I really questioned, like, how could I have feel anxious, or how could I just cry uncontrollably? Come on, get it together. That was the message. Coming from an Asian background, mental health is something you do not talk about. That is a big taboo, like the biggest. Even now,
Phil.
still, oh yes, still, it's not. Saying that you're in therapy is almost, I've never heard anybody in my family say they've been in therapy.
They see you as weak if you do that,
Yes.
or as something really wrong. And
Yes.
that's not you.
It's going to sound really bad, but the reality is that, oh, it's for mad people. That's the kind of mentality. It's changing slowly and steadily, but it's still, don't say you're struggling. Keep
I agree.
going.
And certainly, I think in your country, it's a cultural thing also, but it's been everywhere. It's only in the last decade or two, let's say, that there's more consciousness about it. So there's more. So what transformation, what journey did you do then? Once you had this diagnosis, once you knew what was going on, what happened to you? What did you do?
So there was multiple layers of it. I went into therapy to understand what happened. And I remember when I was first referred for therapy, the only person who knew was my husband. Nobody knew for years, for years that I have been in therapy. I was almost in the beginning, very ashamed to even admit it.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, so
that
sad.
You have to be ashamed to be in therapy. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And the culture and the society of striving and pushing and performing for outside success. That's what's happening to people.
Yes,
so thank you for being so vulnerable to share that, because I think it's very important that people understand that even people like doctors, dentists, notaries, lawyers, it's not because they have that position in our society that they're not human. Eh?
Yeah, absolutely. We think, actually, the first thought, I'm glad you said that, because the first thought when I had that panic attack, which now I know was a panic attack, was how could this happen to me? I'm a specialist.
Yeah.
I should know better. I'm a specialist dentist.
Yeah.
How could this happen to me?
Yeah, I agree. I know that feeling. You know, I was a physiotherapist. You know, you know the body, you know the well-being, you know everything, you know all the strategies, and still here you are. How dare you?
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you for that. Yeah. So what did you do, a little bit in a shorter version, what did you do to be who you are today?
To be who I am today, I had scientific support. So I had my therapy, which was the traditional therapy. But my mom's a very spiritual person. So that door was always very open for me. So I dabbled into Reiki healing. And that led me to crystal healing. I've been practicing yoga since I was a child. So we were taught that in school. But I reconnected back to it. Through that and more of my training, I found Qigong. So I opened up doors to more and more other tools, but I also held on to the traditional talking therapies as well. But that's when I realized that when the two combined together, that's when I found such an impactful effect on my own journey, on my own healing. That yes, I had these worksheets, I had this structure, I had the statistics and the science, but I also had all of these other things, things that I just had to do was believe. And show up, and they were supporting me. And that's the journey that I went on.
So looking at it, you know, backwards is always different than when you're in the middle of it. So can you name one thing, anyone listening and feeling a bit like you, ashamed to go in therapy, knowing that there's something wrong because the body gives us those symptoms? What is a step when you realize in what stress situation you are? What could be a first step for them to do in your experience?
I think the first step is find someone you feel most safe with to express how you feel, because sharing is so powerful and it can bring so much healing to yourself. Yeah. And also it gives you that safe space of acknowledgement that I'm not feeling okay.
Yes. Oh, I agree. And that's a big step. Yeah. Asking for help is sometimes already, like you say, the first big step in the healing process.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. And do you have any practical things that you would now say to anyone listening? Maybe one, two, three little steps that people can use?
When they're starting out their healing journey, I think the first step I would say, yes, you've asked for help and you're in there. I think the first most important thing is keep it very simple. You're going to have lots of advice on the structures, the worksheets, the practices, the tools. Keep it simple. Keep it to what works for you.
Yes.
Because it can feel very tempting to change yourself and change your life in one single day, but it's not going
to
happen.
The quick fix.
Yes.
Yeah.
The quick fix. The instant gratification that we all go for right now, right? That the world is going for. That's not going to happen in your healing journey, because it's a journey for a reason.
Yes.
Second thing is connect with yourself. Find out your why.
Yeah.
Why have you come on this journey? Why are you here showing up for yourself?
Yes.
Because there will be points where you've done all the work, but then you have a bad day. And all the tools and everything that you've learned is not working. And that's when it helps to connect with your why.
Well
Why did I
done.
start healing? Why did I want to change? I could have just remained the same person. I could have lived my life till the end this way, but I chose to change. So what is my
And what
why?
was your why? Just give
I
an
think,
example of what
yeah.
helps you going forward.
What helps me going forward
What is your
is
why?
my why is my child. I want to leave a better, I want to be a better parent. I want to offer him a nurturing space to grow in because I know how much childhood impacts you as an adult and it continues. And that is my biggest why on days when I feel that I am failing, which sometimes I do, or nothing is going right and nothing is working. I remember that why am I doing this work?
Wow.
Why am
So
I
the
living
next
this way?
generation, that's what I hear.
Yes, absolutely.
And how
Absolutely.
many children? One son?
One son.
Very
Yeah.
special. Very
Yeah.
special soul who chose you as his mom.
Yes, I know. And I often tell him, I feel so lucky that you've chosen me to be your mom.
Well done. Next step. So the practical, I totally agree with this, Dr. Abati. After so many decades of experience as a physiotherapist and as a mentor and a therapist, etc., I think it's very important that people understand that it is an individual journey, day by day, sometimes even hour by hour, I always say, to do these practical things. Don't overwhelm yourself with doing too many, self-care things, because self-care has become such a big thing and everybody makes it, but it can be so individual and so simple that it actually does make a difference. Because if we do too much, you're going to give up. It's like losing weight, it's going for a marathon, it's like whatever it is. If the goal is too big and there's too many things to do, you're not going to continue doing that.
Then it
So
becomes a chore.
I agree. So next one, last, you have a last tip?
So I think the last step is again, stay consistent, but not putting pressure on yourself saying, oh, I wasn't perfect. There's a difference between perfection and consistence
Yes.
because we often
Small.
tend to merge it, right? We think if we have to be taking care of ourselves, it has to be all or nothing. 100%, I have to take care of myself today in this order, whatever that order is for that specific
Yes.
person. If I don't do it in this order, I failed. Consistency is even if I do the one that's good,
Yes.
I've moved a step further from where I was yesterday. And I think personally speaking, I'm a perfectionist. Recovering perfectionist, I say. And for me, that was really helpful because for me, I really had this mentality that I had to get it perfect. But if you are perfect, then there is no scope for improvement.
I agree. And what I feel in my practice is that many people with the social media and everything, even the biggest entrepreneurs out there, they still compare themselves and their journey with others. And on social media these days, it's so easy, Dr. Abiti. So what you're saying is so important that you can only look at yourself in the mirror. Don't look at anyone else. And if you've done a good thing, you and I, we both know that the negatives we focus on instead of the positives. So what you're saying is actually also, I feel like a sort of what, appreciation and giving yourself the positive influence and impact and feedback. How do you see that? How did you deal with that?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, connecting with self-compassionate practices, that is what really unlocked the key from a lot
Yes.
of the healing techniques and therapies that I've been
Yes.
in. Why? Because I realized that when we talk about compassion, we are not saying that you're weak because you're kind to yourself. It takes so much courage. Oh my God, being kind to myself has been the hardest thing I've ever done. It's taken so much courage. It's taken so much work and wisdom. So how can that be weak, a sign
I
of weakness,
agree.
not?
Wow.
So for me, self-compassion is the has been the key to keep going on that journey. And I'm still on that journey, even though I do this work now professionally, it's still a journey and it's going to be a lifelong journey, I feel. I'm always going to keep growing and evolving. So I think that's
So,
another point that we think that healing is a destination.
yes.
It's not,
No, it's the
right?
journey. So,
It's
what
not.
are you particularly helping people with? I believe it's most people in the dental profession. So, what exactly? Just describe a little bit what you're doing.
So for me, I'm helping them with prevention of burnout because it's completely possible. And because again, we're high achieving, we're ticking boxes, we're doing everything. And again, outwardly, we're wearing this mask and we reach that burnout point very quickly. So placing in point, placing in action, little tools, little steps, what we can take, what we can do to prevent that burnout, because stress, you know, stress is there. It's in our job. It's in our life. It exists. How do we navigate it with flow, with ease? How do we show up as our most authentic selves? That's what I'm helping professionals with. And because we work so hard, we work so, so hard to get these degrees, to have these careers, we deserve to thrive in them, right? Mm. How do we do that?
I agree. Yeah. So just to, before we finish up, I would like to know from you, I think you're such a special energy. I would like to know from you, what is your statement, quote, whatever you live by, that has made a difference? Is there a quote? Is it more cultural? Is there something that you live by that has helped you to stay in that best version of you, that self-compassionate thing and everything? Is there something you want to share with whoever is listening now and needing this?
Yeah, for me, the quote is that if your compassion does not include yourself, then it remains incomplete.
Oh, that's a beautiful one. Wow. Say that again, because I think it's important we say it again.
Yeah, it's if your compassion does not include yourself, it remains incomplete.
Wow.
Yeah, we find
it. So you have been practicing this, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to say it that like this. So yes. I can feel you have been practicing this in the hard way and in the soft way.
Yes.
So well done. Wow, that's a beautiful thing. Just, is there anything that you want to talk about before we end this interview to anyone listening, where they can find you? Is there something you want to say about your work or how a free gift or where they tell us? What do you have to say to us?
So you can find me on all of the social platforms, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, as Dr. Aditi Bhalla. You can find me on my website, draadithibhalla.com.
Okay.
And yeah, you can...
I'll put that all on the website. But is there a special ebook, or do you have a book in mind that is coming out?
Yes, the book, there's definitely a book coming. But right now my offering to anybody who's listening is there are some beautiful affirmations for self compassion.
Oh, beautiful.
On my website. So if you just go on there, the first thing that will pop up is those free affirmations. So grab them.
Oh, that's such a beautiful. And I'm going to ask one last question. What would you say to the, because your why is the next generation, and I can really relate to that. So what would be your message to the next generation today, 2025? What is your message?
What is my message to
the generation? For 2026, today? Let's say.
Yeah. To really find out and connect to your authentic self. Connect to that, because everyone is on their own journey. Everyone is doing their own thing. And as we just spoke about comparison, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. But you have to stay in your own lane and you have to figure out your why and your values and who you are, and then lead your life, because it's your life. And that's the best way you can show up as your authentic self.
I hear you actually saying to that next generation, I have grandchildren of 8, 7, 6, 5, whatever.
Yeah.
And it is so important for them, because they don't know what their authentic self is, the smaller ones. The bigger ones, yes. But yes. I think it is so important to indeed live by example. And show them that you don't compare yourself with anyone else. You give yourself self-compassion. You don't see things like failure. So it's, and you are living by example. I can see that. Your authentic success shows it, that after your burnout, how you've been working on yourself, you are living by example. So I think it's very important. If you want to do something for the next generation, Dr. Abiti, it's living the example, because they are copying you subconsciously.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Congrats for who you are and for doing that. And I so love your practical thing about self-compassion, because that's so needed in this world. So I really appreciate that brought that almost as the main message for today, because I do believe that you would not have had that burnout if you would have focused on your inner self, on your inner success, on your inner world, and not so much on that outer world. Do you agree?
Absolutely agree, because I didn't even know there was an inner success until I actually burnt out.
See.
And now I think the inner success is my focus.
Yes.
And that's the real success, to be able to sit back with that peace and that gratitude and that joy.
And thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I call it through world. And so I'm going to leave every single one of you with, I'm going to leave you, Dr. Abiti, but I will be back after this little break to anyone listening and anyone touched by this beautiful testimonial. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
welcome back. Wasn't this a soulful conversation? I just want to thank Dr. Aditi again, because it is my type of conversation, my type of, how would I say, message to the world, because it was all about chronic stress. Did you hear how Dr. Aditi experienced already a chronic stress of real danger, of basic safety in her environment that wasn't there? You know, together that with the bullying because of her weight, and the pushing and the performing, the keeping going, that was a norm. Could you hear what that caused in her life? So I want you to reflect on this in the beginning of the year on your own life, because it seems to be a perfect life. I so often see that in my clients. It's all perfect on the outside, but it even ticks all the boxes like we talked about in this interview. But the breakdown has many, many symptoms that we don't realize. Symptoms that are all caused by our stress and that cause a sort of inflammation in our body. And whether that inflammation comes in migraines, comes in, how could I say, like almost constant pain in our joints, in our tendons, in our muscles, wherever, you know, it sits, wherever the inflammation sits, I just want you to go and have a look in your own life if you can recognize that. And what struck me the most was what I see here in my practice every single week. And that is that people are keeping still today silent about asking for help. There's still a shame or a thing about it that we human, we are not weak. We are strong human beings. And there's nothing wrong about going in therapy or asking for help. It's not for mad people. It's not something to keep quiet. You can live by example, show your vulnerability, and that in itself is strength. So for me, it was so interesting to see how Dr. Aditi explained this, that first step to her in shifting out of your chronic stress and moving towards your authentic success is that feeling the safety to share and to ask for help. And I want to talk about that again here and ask you the question, how does that feel for you? Do you have that same feeling? Do you want to keep quiet, keep it all in you, not express it so that the symptoms are getting worse and that the crisis is coming closer? So the second step that she was talking about is, now there was a thing that she said that I really, really want to repeat here, and that is keep it simple. I see every day, and it's one of my talks that I give for hundreds of people about the self-care trap. It is not about doing another performing list, to-do list, a check here, check there of everything we should do as self-care. It's a practice that is very simple and very individualized, personalized to you. What works for you? So another one that she said, and that I think is also a big part of this whole journey, is finding out your why. Because it helps you to stay connected to, you know, to who you are. And for her, it was being that parent, that best version as a parent. And I see that often here with the biggest leaders, that the why is often the being the parent, being the example for the next generation. It's also my why, not just for the next generation, but for even for my grandchildren. So there is another one, another step that says, please, no pressure. go into consistency and make every single practice a practice of self-compassion, that being kind to yourself is the key to the basic self-love practice. That's where it starts. And I think it's Peter Crone who says, self-love starts where, you know, that loving yourself, even the part that you don't love about yourself. And I think that's what we are talking about here, self-compassion, because this is a lifelong journey. There's no destination. This is it for the rest of our journey here on this planet. And so the beautiful quote that I'm going to finish with of Dr. Aditi Bala is, if your compassion does not conclude yourself, it remains incomplete. Now, that for me, if that is not an amazing start of the year 2026 in this radio show from Stress to Authentic Success on this amazing UK Health Radio platform, then I don't know what is, because this is what my frequency is all about, the compassion for myself. Otherwise, it all is incomplete. We are human beings being human. So for 2026, find your word. Don't go and look for it. I don't want to say find and search for it in forcing, but let it come out of yourself, of your inner being, and see what can guide you, because it's all about the inner world. So let's just take this in, show up as your authentic self, just live by example, go and find your word for 2026, live by example, just show up as who you are and want to be. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.